Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWORD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Friday night, and you know that means heart to heart with Brother Lee and myself. And there's also a voice of the handmaidens tonight, which means we will be joined by the sisters in Christ. Praise God. And so we want to take this opportunity as we wait till our brother come on. I want to thank all of you once again who've been listening to us over these 2 years thus far on Blog Talk Radio as we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ unto you. And I want to say may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And I also want to take this time to thank all of you who have been praying for me. I thank God for your prayers. God has definitely heard it. God has moved in a mighty way and strengthened me for the days that are ahead. So I want to take this time to thank all of you who have been praying for me in Jesus' name. Your prayers is very much needed. Amen. I want to say also, don't forget our brothers and sisters in Christ who are suffering in the other nations now for Jesus' sake. Let us remember them in our prayers. Amen. And I want to thank God for them. And I thank God for them because they're standing in the faith. They're showing us really how to stand in the faith. And we've seen some things here, but not like how they're seeing it. Okay, their life is threatened. You say for the foremost, really every day, some of them are being killed for Jesus' sake, but they still held on to the faith. So they're definitely showing us how to keep to the faith, how to really believe God and stand firm on the faith. But in these last days, there will be some who will turn away. And one of the reasons is, hey, the persecution will, like, quote, be too much for them. And they're just going to turn. You just have to make sure, beloved, that it don't be you. Amen. You're going to see some church folks you've been knowing for years who used to be on fire for God, speaking mighty, preaching, teaching mighty. And the time going to come where they're going to say, I can't endure this no more. And amen, they're going to turn away from the Lord. That's why you have to know Jesus for yourself. Amen. You can't, quote, know Jesus per se because of someone else per se, or you depending on that someone else to remain. You have to know Jesus for yourself. Now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother, in Jesus' name.
Yes, shalom. I say shalom to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And just a good thing to remember the Lord Jesus and all that he's done for you that this day. This is a peculiar day because it's a day we have never seen before. We never had part of it, But we have been given a lot to stand in this day, reclaim liberty to the captive. So I greet your brother and all the brethren in all the world and in every nation. And this is especially the handmaid tonight, the women of God, the missionaries, evangelists, the warriors, the intercessors, the healers, the deliverers, the psalmists, the worshipers, whatever, those that are health professionals who are ministering medicine and food to those in special need, those that are also going there and seeing the needs of the people, the poor, and hearing their cry, and making an opportunity for them to receive fresh, clean water. So all of these things are the gift of God. So handmaiden, women, mothers, business leaders everywhere, we salute you. And that awesome and mighty miracle person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So count it all joy that we have this moment. Brother, God has given us this moment.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
This moment in time. Wow. Isn't that something?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is, brother.
He has given us this moment. Wow. So we are grateful for it. So if I want to just hum my little, it's okay for me to hum my little melody. I'm not trying to get no contract, brother, nothing like that, Brother
Nate.
You don't have to sign me up or anything like that. But
okay,
I'll
wait a little bit. I'll wait a little bit, so we just let you go ahead and sing your melody, and we'll wait for the contract later on.
I just want to hum it to Jesus. I'm not saying it's going to be in harmony with somebody else's ears, but I'm making melody in my heart to my Lord. So this is like between me, he and I. So I don't want nobody to close their ears or anything like that. I put earmuffs on. But if you want to, it's okay. But I'm going to hum my little song to Jesus. While you got this chance, because you don't may not get this chance, so while you got this chance, I believe I'll bless the Lord. And, you know, I was humming, you know, like you get to pray and you get to humming and making melody to the Lord in your private devotion, going through the house or something. And a little melody be put in your heart. And just between you and Jesus, you don't have to be no sauce. I'm not gifted or anything like that. But I'm gifted to know when it's time to hum to the Lord. So I hum in my car. I hum when I walk in the house. I used to hum when I come from work early in the morning. I would get songs and melodies. And I'll be on my way early in the morning. Every morning I'll get a song and a prayer while I'm in my automobile. On my way home to glory and to glorify the Lord. The entrance of thy word. It's more like a prose and a poetry more than a song. The entrance of thy word, give it light. The entrance of thy word, O Lord, give it light. The entrance of thy word. The entrance of thy word. The entrance of thy word, give it life and hope. Jesus is a living word. The word made flesh for our hope. The entrance of thy word, the entrance of thy word, give us light. Yeah, that's okay. Amen. That's between me and Jesus. So,
amen.
Everybody can pull off their earmuffs. It's okay. Earplugs. And, dear brother, if you want to sign me a new contract, it's okay. I ain't going to ask for that much.
Well, you signed to the major recorder anyhow. So, you know, he already signed you up, and you know, the thing about it, he didn't even really have to audition. You know, he just wanted to hear you sing. So I think the major recorder, major record deal man heard you, and I know he can do far more better than
all
I
right.
could. So
Well, I don't want to be, you know, entertainer or nothing like that. I just want to be a worshiper in spirit and truth that glorify God. Make melody in my heart to my God. So, if you want to sign me up for a contract, because I could use a couple million dollars to help establish hope to people in the nations of the earth, and the hungry and needy and the deprived and the bondage. So if you got 100,000, a million around, it's okay. But the Lord's, you know, I start singing, only when I pray will the song of Zion come to me. And that's, I get the unctions when I pray and draw communion with the Lord, then it, the songs of heaven comes to me, and I sing. And I don't be trying to, you know, please nobody, because I ain't worried about the sound. I'm worried about my heart to him, making melody to my Lord. And if I'm singing for people, then I guess, you know, get into the entertainment stuff. But if you're a true worshiper, it's more than just the gift of your voice. It's the gift of your desire in your heart. So if you want to sing your little melody, brother, I can sign your own for a contract. You may not get the $5 a week, but, hey, that's more than any, you know. Amen.
Amen. You know, brother, I got a letter today from James Robinson, you know, him and his wife, to come on TV and, you know, to work. James Robinson.
Who's that?
James Robinson. You know him and his wife come on TV?
I'm well acquainted with him. I helped him because I found him to be a credible representative of God in the kingdom and a true man. His reputation has proven to be true. So I do support him, and I do have been giving offerings for the poor that he's been mentioning, drilling freshwater wells in Africa.
Yeah, because I had been dealing with him also. And the Spirit of the Lord witnessed to me about him. And I got a letter, another letter today, because he listed, he actually got the pictures of, I think it's either three mothers or six mothers, who the one thing they had in common was they all buried their children who drunk the, you know, the contaminated water you know, countries over there. And, you know, brother, a lot of times, and I have been guilty of this too. A lot of times we say, oh, I want to help, but I just don't have the money. Many times, brother, we have in our possession. It's just that we look at it wrong. You know, of course, you may not be able to, quote, put a big donation in, but, you know, many times, brother, it starts off little. You know,
amen.
It starts off little. You know, we want to jump to the big real fast, so we can't jump to the big real
right.
fast. We don't give nothing because we say, oh, I don't have the money. Well, actually, many times we do.
Yes, indeed.
But we just look at going big all the time. And you know, God looks at the heart, and he looks at the heart and what you give. And when you give, God will bless it so that you will be able to give bigger. But it has to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere.
Yes. Do you know that before an orchard or a vineyard, there has to be one seed planted first? I mean, everything starts with one, you know.
Right.
Every seed of a plant that's planted, a tree, it's not a whole forest. It starts with one planting of a seed. One seed. It multiplies and grows and sprouts, and out of that one tree and one plant comes many seeds you can replant. So as you give that one seed, God will multiply and make it possible for you to give more. When you sow a seed, a good seed, to a special need, God will remember your need. If you remember somebody else's need, God will remember your need. If you hear somebody else's cry, he'll hear your cry. If you minister to somebody's children, he'll remember your children. If you minister to somebody's pain, he'll remember your pain. If you minister to somebody's darkness, he'll remember you in your darkness and lighten your way. Yes, he will. So you give, it shall be given to you. Not expecting, but the expectation you give, God will return it to you in many forms and way. So, Brother James Robinson, I have great regard. I watched him. I've checked him out. He's an authentic, real, genuine man of reputation. So I've been, he's been going to Africa and ministering to the, many people who are dying of malaria because they don't have any fresh water. Many people don't know that. But that the reason they get all these diseases, many of them, because they don't have any fresh water. Some of them haven't have any right. water. They have to drink any old kind of infested water they can find. So Brother Rogers has been going there drilling wells and giving food for years. So I've been, you know, helping our ministry. I give, been doing it for several years, maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know. I plant a seed to give somebody else what they do not have, not even the fresh water. And you know what the problem about this is, brother? If you just remember that a $2 can save somebody, like a $2 offering can save a person's life and give them hope. Just planting a seed of $2, a $5, a $10 can give water to 5 people or 6 people. A 10, 20 orders can cause somebody to eat 2 or 3 kids for a month. So plant that small seed that the Lord direct you and lead you. There's only a few ministers I have checked out over the years and follow them to see. Hallelujah. And when I find that real man or woman who is reaching out and going places where I can't go and doing what I can't do, I support them. For we are brothers in the gospel. And if they're ministering to the poor and the sick in many nations where I can't go, you go, then at least your prayers and your financial help can help make it possible for them to reach those people and show them the love of God. Okay, in your place. And God will return and multiply. One of the scriptures that the Lord gave me years ago, one of the scriptures is Psalms 41. And this scripture, he stuck in my heart about remembering the poor. Hallelujah to the really poor in need. Because that could be us. Can you imagine over that? That would be you over in one of them nations, brother, starving from day to day and walking for miles just to find some a drip of water. Just put yourself, that was you. And you're crying out for mercy. You know, a lot of people, they think, they don't think. Put yourself in that person's place. What if you were born in that nation, born in a communist nation, oppressed nation, or in a depressed nation, a drought famine nation, where from day to day they know where the food coming, a little crumb here, a little crumb there. Think about that. Place yourself. We have so much, we're overweight, brother. We got so much, we don't know, we throw it away. Think about all that stuff you're throwing away. Help somebody, minister the grace and the love of God to those that are starving, oppressed, and sick around the world. Find a minister that's really genuine. Take your time, and that's the way you can find out authentic. I also supplant to a Jewish Christian. He's a Jewish man of faith that come to Christ the Messiah, and I've checked him out. They say, I did a survey on him, and out of that survey, this man, Jonathan Berners, out of all the Jewish ministers of faith, this one man. And I accidentally found out that they had rated him. They had checked all the different ministers, what they do with the money. And this one man, over 95% of all the money go to the people, over 93% go directly, not to the other calls. And, you know, a lot of these ministers, you give $100. Maybe $10 might reach the people. And the other thing go for the on their calls and this and calls of that. So you have to kind of judge those things yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, it's interesting you did bring that up, brother, because I think that's the other half, too, that we need to let people know that every ground is not good ground to sow in. Now, I know that, you know, some people say, well, hey, they talk about poor. Well, let us be real. Everybody's not honest. And we have to be honest about it. That's why, as my brother had told you, that you need to make it a matter of prayer and you have to check things. You know, the Bible tells us, beloved, you know, believe not every spirit. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, God tells us, don't be naive. You know, God doesn't raise naive children, you know, just believe in anything. And, you know, you look at some of these organizations, brother, they would go and take pictures of the kids starving in Africa and all that to get you to give them money. But like you said, the money don't even go there. And there have been some organizations that have been busted and have been uncovered, you know, who kept the money but was using the children over there. And so I agree with you that Brother Robinson is one of the legit ones that I have to say that, you know, honest, you know, about it. And like I said, you know, that's a matter for the people to make, you know, make sure you go into prayer and go for the Lord and say, hey, Lord, I want to sow a seed. Show me where to sow the seed. And Lord, don't let me be deceived by people who just want to holler up the name. Because brother, now in seed sowing, they coming up with all kinds of names. Well, let's sow the Isaiah 58 seed. You know, they're coming with all kinds of these different names.
All kind of, I guess we call it, in the world, scam. And what they call it, manipulizing and using the word of God for gain. The Bible talks about those that who use the word of God or try to use their gift merely just for gain and scam. Yeah, that does happen quite a bit. And over the years, you have to watch and find out the two ways about the legitimacy and the realness of a ministry and their reputation. It takes a little while. It may take a little time in prayer, a lot of searching, and then watching them and searching out their reputation over the period of years and verifying some things. And you can come to a conclusion. I have three basic things. I ministry in Haiti. I support all the starving, homing, try to, and I these ministries I have checked. I know they're legitimate. They're of God. So I've taken time ministering in Haiti, starving children eating out of garbage dumps. James Robinson going to Africa and stealing all those whales. And I've given some to the World Food Bank, which has been in use on the United Nations and different worlds. I've given that. Now, here's what love is, brother. Love is not giving what you can afford, but making a sacrifice of love. See, love is a sacrifice. When you give a gift, a lot of times, you say, I can't afford it. Well, yes, you may be able to afford something. If you want God to remember you and your needs, you got to remember somebody. You got to make a sacrifice. Don't tell me you can't make a sacrifice to get your hair, your toenails, and your fingernails, and your french fries, and all that. Yeah, you're going to make a sacrifice. But let's make a sacrifice to someone else and be blessed and be a blessing to God and the nation. We can buy that extra. You don't need that extra shoe. You don't need that extra shoe. You don't need that nail polish. Make a sacrifice of love and sow a seed to somebody's need and cry, and God will remember you. The Lord Jesus will remember you. Hallelujah. So I know I'm glad that I have been – I don't say a lot in my about my giving because it's between me and the Lord. Sometimes I mention to encourage other people to give. The reason I do it, not to receive any glory, but to encourage other people to remember the cry of other people when you are blessed. I don't care if you got a little, you can sow. The woman with the will of might, she gave her all. And Jesus had special recognition for her. That woman didn't just give just to be seen or receive any recognition. This woman gave because she really cares. And the Lord said she gave her all, a widow's mite. So you can give. We waste so much money. Brother, I feel condemned for stuff I waste sometimes that some starving person could hear and receive and live. All right, then. Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay, just want to make sure. You know how these technologies, phones, they get all... They get a mind of their own sometimes, the towers, whatever. All right. So giving and sowing a seed on good ground in the right place in the right time with a heart to help, to bless, to call somebody to live as Jesus sowed the best seed that the world going. He sowed his own life. He gave his own life. That's the best seed planting you're ever going to hear in the world. Christ Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, sold his life, sowed the seed of his love by giving his life for our redemption. So blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, handmaiden. I was on the other day, I was going to really talk about the destiny of America and the destiny of people and predestination, the misunderstanding about predestination and the destiny of nation. I started on it. It takes about three series for me to speak about destination, but I'm not led to talk about the destination of America, the proclaimed decree and destination that God has proclaimed when he raised up America. I'm going to do that another time about this nation. Hallelujah. It's great that America is the greatest nation in the end time prophecy. Now, most prophecy experts are not aware of this, that in prophecy, in God's plan, America, USA, is the greatest significant nation in God's plan concerning deliverance in the earth in the last days, the greatest nation. I know we talk about Jerusalem and its work and its the Jews in the Jerusalem, and that's great too, but we're going to get on that subject another time about Israel. All right. Is this thing still working, brother?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
I hear you loud and clear. Hello? I hear you.
Okay. All right. You got my contract already?
Got your contract ready. Ready for you just to sign, brother. That's all.
Okay, then. All right. We're good. Thank God. Well, wherever you are in the world, Brother Lee and Brother Nate, love you, and we are a work of love. We represent Christ our Lord, the Good Shepherd,
amen.
And we are representing of the King of Kingdom, and represent the Kingdom of God, and we are part of the Church of Christ with Elijah's message. And it's about the coming of Elijah. I know that's I've been wanting to get on this subject, and every time it seemed like I can't get a three or four series on the coming of Elijah and the coming of Christ. That one subject I want to get into, the coming of the Lord Jesus and the coming of Elijah preceding him. It's going to take about at least four or five days. I'm going to get on that subject. Why is it important that Elijah come? The Elijah is the last and the final call, the last one that Jesus spoke that must come as a prophetic voice in the last days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, maybe we will seesaw that subject one day, brother.
Amen. Amen. I agree. I agree with you
maybe
there.
We'll double up and seesaw on that subject. That we'll do a series for a whole week on that, or one and a series a week on the next one, on the coming of Elijah, one on the coming Elijah and the coming of Jesus Christ our Lord. And the outpouring, the next one will be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain and the former rain. Hallelujah. Maybe we'll hit those two subjects, but give us, okay?
Very important subjects, brother. Very important.
Yeah.
I see the things that are happening and the place of this work, and I thank God for revealing it. So they are very important subjects that need to be addressed, because I say this out of respect for many of my brothers and sisters in Christ who I love, but I think that's a subject, especially about the return of the Lord Jesus, that would need to be addressed, because we are going more and more firmly on this rapture.
In the coming, we're going to deal with where this rapture come from, how it got started, how it could become so popular and spread it when we do this series on the coming of Christ. Last year, 2018, I think it was the year before, I started on a end time report. And I finished it, this end time report. I got it written down. I must got about, my writing is so bad, I must have written about 31 pages, about the end time, about the tribulation, the mark of the beast, the seal, the 666, the one world government, the church, Armageddon, the third world war, the atomic blast, Jerusalem being devastated, America being bombed. I wrote a whole, started in 2018, and I got it in this book, But, you know, I had to find somebody that can read my writing. You know how that go. Okay. All right, we'll get off of that. And I ended it with the part about, you know, the about the last conflict, the war, we call the third war, and there's a fourth war. And there's a Armageddon, when Armageddon begins and when it ends, the mark of the beast, the tribulation, the drought in the earth, the hunger, the devastation of American cities, California dropping out of sight, nation cities going to be dropping out of sight in America, and we're going to be right here. The drought we're going to have, and all of these in area, about the polluted water, the polluted air, and different things of that nature, as far as I understood. I don't have the full light, but the angel messenger has given some light on that, and his coming has unfolded some things. So we have a little extra understanding by this angel messenger, Elijah, uncovering some truth that maybe some other people may not have. Okay, then. So I got about 30 pages I've written for the last year and a half or two on this. I started on that. I started on that, and I was writing another subject, and I don't know how I got on that. I just kept writing half the night, and I wrote the next time I was moved to write, and I was just writing, going through each stage, Jesus appearing, Jesus coming, and the Jewish's foot all on the mountain. When does Armageddon, how the third war engages, how the Jews and the Israel play a part, and what's going to happen to America. So I just got into a whole bunch of stuff. I was writing and searching and writing. And you know how I do. The writing will come up on me at an unusual time, at like 5 o'clock in the morning, or just when I'm going to go to church, or when I'm going to broadcast. Like, I wrote a few things here just before I broadcast. I'll do that right before the broadcast, a few things. I won't write it before. All right, then. Handmaidens. Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to. So, any handmaidens out there, we are going to do something strange today. We're going to lift up our hands to Jesus. Brother, let's lift our hand to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And lift our faith. Hey, Shatta. We come to you. We open our hearts and our faith. We lift our hands and our hearts to heaven.
Yes,
to worship our King, our Lord. To adore thee, O Lamb of God. Our great mediator of a better covenant. Our great advocate with the Father. Our intercessor, Jesus Christ, the High Priest. Thank you for this day. For your people everywhere. For the cries and the moan, the groans, O Lord, that you hear and you send solutions and sending an answer. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. For your people everywhere. For promoting the gospel of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. For the faithful, those that are in prison. We thank you for those that are laying down their lives. They're being martyred for the gospel, even in different parts of the world. We thank you for their faith and their dedication. Lord, give us the same devil, real deep faith and commitment to lay our life down, to make known the glorious news of thy gospel, Lord Jesus, to all nations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. One more day, smiling and compassion upon our loved ones, our family, and our nation. Thank you. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. Since we're here together, brother, I guess we're going to be the handmaiden, the brothers today. And this is what we're going to do in the next 30 minutes. We are going to read the scriptures. This is what they did in Jewish days, and they came in the synagogue. They would stand inside of the synagogue up on a hill, and they unrolled the scroll, and they would read the scriptures. At that time, it was the law and the prophets that they had. And whether they had built synagogues, they had the temple worship in the beginning, but later on the Jews were scattered and broken. They had synagogues. But mainly the Lord's presence was in the temple, and the sacrifice was made in the temple with the presence of God. But since they were devastated and taken and scattered by Babylon and the Titus and Genesis and 70 and different areas, they resorted to synagogues. And we understand about temple worship. And when Jesus came, he changed the order of things. He changed the order of worship. And he changed the order into the New Testament of his blood and the fulfillment of the prophets. They that worship him don't have to go to Jerusalem no more, don't have to go to they don't have to go to that to see the glory or present themselves or give their offerings to the temple. Jesus said in John 4:4 to the woman in Samaria who was not a Jew, the day cometh, they that worship the living God shall worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. That day is near. Jesus told the woman it was there. So now we are grateful and thankful for that. Okay. We're going to do something. We're going to read a scripture. You got your Bible. We're just going to read some scriptures here. Let the word speak for itself. It's all right. The word speak for itself, bro.
Amen. It's all right. Amen.
The word of God that's written by the prophets and Jesus and the apostles, it's all blessed by itself. Now let's turn to Proverbs and understand the power of confession and why we have to not only look and read, but we have to confess the words of truth. And why is there so much power in the confession and why we have to release it, the words of the Lord. And decree. Why the devil do not want you to openly, fervently, loudly speak and confess the word of God and decree and make proclamations and affirmations concerning the promises of God? Why does he feel that so? Why so many people are not doing that? Let's see. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 and 23. Proverbs chapter 4. Yeah.
We got a couple of sisters that join us. God bless you, Sister Helen and
Sally.
Okay, well, before we get started, Sister Helen and Sister Allison?
Sister Sally.
Sally.
Oh, here you are, sister.
Yes.
I want you today we're going to do a strange. We're going to do a practice run of speaking the word of God, releasing the word of God. We're going to confess the promise of God. We're going to do an unusual thing. We are going to have our Bible. So open your Bible. I want you to get your Bible because each of us is going to read these scriptures out loud. Now, there's a reason why we have to read them out and speak them out loud. But I want you to get your Bible, and we are going to read these scriptures out loud in agreement. The confession of God's word. Called the release and the confession and affirmation of God's word given to us. The word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Is that right? The word of God.
Amen.
The word is so quick that the Lord spoke his word and the heavens and the earth and all the galaxies were confirmed and affirmed to obey his word.
Amen.
Look at the stars and look at the planets. They all are obeying.
Amen.
Look at the telescope to all the unknown galaxies and Milky Ways. They are obeying. They are staying in their place because he spoke. Brother Nate, he opened, the Lord God put order to the whole universe and said, you are to obey my orders and be in orbit and stay in your orbit and in your assigned order. He spoke to the galaxies that we don't even know about, the millions of them, and they are in order, the moon, the stars, and all the planets. They are obeying his word because he spoke to them and declared and commanded them and said, let there be. And it is still, they're still under his authority, and all the planets and all the parts of the universe are obeying. They're still obeying. The only rebel is us down here. You know,
amen.
The only rebel. I said, we're the only rebel down here on earth. I don't know about the other planets and what he did. He hasn't given us.
insight to all the other galaxies yet. But there's so many of them, he hadn't allowed us to know about them. But he told us the mysteries will be unfolded.
Yeah.
Line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
So we are learning more and more as man probe into the universe. He's learning more about the mysteries of the universe, little bit by little bit. So God is permitting him to do this. Now we're going to probe into the word. In the universe of the kingdom of God, we're going to Google up on the word. We're going to Google. People are Googling all day long. We're going to Google up on the word of God. We're going to do some Googling here. Thank you, Jesus. Because the word of God is the most, by God, the most powerful thing that he uses.
Amen.
God, when he do something, he speaks, he declares, he affirms, he proclaims, he decrees, and it must be.
Yes.
No one on the earth or any other thing can counteract and make his word of no effect. You can make an effect not in your life but not believing it, but his word is an audible, a decree that no man, if he said moon, sun, stars, he said animals to the sea, to the oceans, take your place in your boundary. They obey.
They obey. Amen.
Where is the problem at down here on earth? We'll see. Us. Amen. Now, we can read Proverbs before we find out what we are going to confess and what we are going to release. And why it's important that you openly, in agreement, open your mouth and affirm, confirm, and release the word of God. And you don't do this as if it was really true. And what we're going to do is we're going to make like the word of God is really true. We're going to make like it's true. We're going to act like it's true.
Amen.
I said we are going to release the word like this word is alive and is given to us to release.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This word is a living word. It is an anointed word. It is an all-powerful word. It's a victorious word. I want to say before we start, did you know the two scriptures that came to my mind to start this program is that to say, everyone say, because what I'm going to tell you, is in the word. I'm going to show you when we repeat this and proclaim this and open this way, I'm going to show you in the scripture. I'm not going to lead you down. It's not in the scripture. I'm going to agree with the word. Brother Nate, is it all right to agree with the word?
All right.
Amen.
Agree with the word. All right.
Whatever the apostles, the prophets, and Jesus said, it's all right for us to line up with that word, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay, huh? I don't care the Supreme Court. Brother, I don't care what the Supreme Court don't say is ain't called. I don't care if the president, the governor don't say so. Too bad. I'm going to agree with the living word. I don't care what my mama don't agree with. Too bad. I love you, Mom, but I'm still going to stay with the word. I'm sorry with the living word, the gospel. Well, I don't believe it. Well, you don't. I'm not going to honor. I love you. I'm going to honor you, but I'm going to stick with the word, living word. And man, you get in trouble when you start agreeing with God's word, just like it said. You're going to get in some deep trouble. Dirt divisions. People will get, oh, child, you a fanatic. Oh, you, here you go again. Yes, there I will. There you go, too. Okay. Proverbs. The Bible says it is God, the Father, has not, listen to this closing. The Father has not ordained that you should be defeated in any way in your life. So get that in your mind. God has not planned any defeat for your life.
Defeat.
Let us say that. God has not planned any defeats for our lives.
God has not planned any defeat for our lives.
If we have some, he has not planned it. He has not purposed any defeat for your life. Well, I'm going to show you the truth that when we have any defeat, it is not because he sent the defeat or he planned that defeat, because he has not planned any defeat for his children. Listen, God has not the plan or purpose any defeat in your life or for your life. Okay?
Amen.
I'm going to let you read it so that you say, this is not my word. I'm going to let you know these are not my words. I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
The first word we're going to read is Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 23, about the release of the confession of the word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 23. Everyone turns there. Please, if they get there, we'll give you that minute. Very simple. You got to open it. You got to look at it.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody on page.
Yes.
Amen.
All right, Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4, verse 20 to 23.
The word of God said, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
now,
you.
All participants, or who next want to participate in the release of this and agreeing with it? We want to read that.
Amen.
And come in agreement with that.
Amen.
For my son, attend to my words, incline thy ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and help to all thy flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Amen.
Who's next?
Amen. Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. Thank you, Jesus. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody agree with that? In agreement? Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I made a proclamation a few minutes ago that God has not planned any defeat for your life. Okay?
Amen.
Let's make the devil a liar. Let's make every heel a liar. Let's make every man a liar. First of all, we're going to turn. It's found in Second Corinthians, chapter 2. 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Everyone everywhere can read this and partake of this this bread of life.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyone? First one, find it.
Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet Savior of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish.
All right. Somebody read that again. Maybe we didn't quite get that. Somebody want to read that, but take of that bread of life. Anyone else going to come
now,
in agreement?
I read it. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make us manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish.
Okay, amen. Who's not going to be in a coming agreement with that?
You said 1 Corinthians 2:14.
Second Corinthians? Second Corinthians, chapter 2,
okay.
Verse 14 to 15.
Okay, hold on, I got
it. Brother Nate, what she's getting it?
Now,
okay.
Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the Savior. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks be to God.
Which causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the Savior. Always calls us to triumph in Christ.
Always has planned for us to triumph. He's planned for us to have victory always.
Yes.
Now,
amen.
Your flesh may not want to accept it, your carnal mind, your natural mind, but you're going to have to work on it until faith arrives. We're just going to have to work on it to work until faith arrives.
Yes.
First Corinthians. Let's go to First Corinthians. First Corinthians, chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. The first one to get there. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, read that again.
That's it, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, who's next?
Okay.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Anyone else want to drink?
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Brother
thank
Nate.
You, Chief.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 15,
yes.
57.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Chief.
You need to taste that in your mouth and see how sweet that is. Thanks be
yes.
to God.
Thanks be
thanks
to God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank
who
man.
Giveth us the victory.
Yes.
Who giveth
yes.
us the victory.
Giveth
us the victory. I said he giveth yes. us the victory through our Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said
yes.
giveth
yes.
us the victory. He's anxious.
Victory.
He's
victory.
Anxious and waiting. He has given. He has decreed. He has decreed the
yes.
victory for us in everything
yes.
and every way. Thanks
yes.
be to God.
Thanks
be to God. Thanks be to God.
Thank
oh, give glory.
God.
Give thanks to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thanks
Jesus.
Be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
thank
let's come in agreement with something. What
yes.
do we possess? What are we given that given us the right to have the victory? Let's go to Romans chapter 3. What do we as believers possess in him that have given us the right to proclaim the victory, to triumph always in Christ? Notice that in Christ, didn't say outside, say in Christ. Didn't say in religion, in politics, it said in Christ. Okay. Just want to get it straight. Romans 3, verse 22 to 26. I want you to underline this because it's very important where you stand in order to decree the victory that has been given to us. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 to all the way to verse 26. Brother Nate. Brother Nate.
Romans chapter 3, verse 22 to verse 26, right?
Yes.
All right, the word of God said, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Amen. Somebody else better read that, because that revelation didn't quite hit them yet.
Amen.
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a perpetuator through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be justified and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Who believeth? Wow.
Who believeth in Jesus.
In Jesus. Amen.
Now, let's read. Who want to declare this and align with this word here, this promise?
Amen.
Sister Helen or Sister Sally?
Okay. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearing of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and a justifier of him which believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Wow, who's next?
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Romans 3:22-26. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiator through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. I declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Somebody ought to say, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
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 Listen, Brother Nate, whenever you have a problem, a mountain, a devil, or an accuser, or wicked, you need to take out this book and read this and declare this to your mouth. When the devil comes around and accuse you, when he comes to condemn you, you need to take out your rod and your staff and whoop him and beat him down and declare to him righteous his position in Christ. Oh, now you're flushed. ain't no accept this. You got to receive this by faith and trust God that it is yours. Just because you don't feel like it, the word of faith must be declared that you believe this declaration concerning you, what you possess in Christ. This is what I possess in him. So when the enemy comes and condemns you and say you have no right, you have no right, then you must take the book. You must take the promise. You must take this declaration of God in Christ by Paul and declare it to your problem, declare it to your demon, declare it to your problem, your difficulty, and speak boldly.
Yes, Lord.
I said, speak boldly.
Amen.
Stop
whining. Stop mumbling.
Amen.
Stop begging. Stop whining. Stop whining. Stop begging.
Amen.
Sinners and people on the outside beg. Children don't have to beg no more.
Yeah.
Children have to believe. Children have to believe and declare, I am the righteousness of God. It's been declared in heaven by Christ, my faith in Jesus. Notice he didn't say faith in religion, faith in politics, faith in this, in ideology, but faith in Christ.
Faith in Christ.
Oh, you didn't,
amen.
Didn't get that.
Amen.
To them that believe. No. Get it straight now. Well, I believe in the church. No, that's good. But I know that's not. I believe in religion. I believe in politics. I believe in that may be nice.
Faith in
But that ain't going to move the devil. They ain't going to move the mountain. No one move the problem. You don't move the accuser. You understand that now? This is the faith of God. This is the word of God.
Word of God. Amen. The word of God.
Amen.
Word of God. Yes.
Let's go a little further. Who are we that we can declare this? Who are we? John chapter 1 and 12. John, the Gospel of John 1 and 12. Who are we to dare to say this when the devil comes? Who do you think you are? Well, I'm going to tell you who I am in him.
Amen.
This is a faith, a faith declaration. John 1 and 12. John 1 and 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. All right, Brother Nate, you got it.
John chapter 1, verse 12. The word of God said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Amen.
We're waiting.
Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Somebody, come on. Somebody, come on and agree with me. Read the scripture, read the word, with the promise, declare it.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on, Sister Helen.
But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you,
Jesus. Power to become the Son of God. Lord.
The Son of God.
The sons of God. The redeemed sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. The redeemed sons of God.
Amen.
You're more. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Let's make a declaration. Who are we? Who are we in him? What are we possessing? To give us the identity.
And members in particular.
Amen.
In the church. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Somebody wake up now.
1 Corinthians 12:27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody wake up.
12:27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Ye are the body of Christ.
Yes.
Ye are the body of Christ. Ye are the body of Christ.
Body of Christ.
And members in particular. Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone is unique in Christ. Everyone is special in Christ. Everyone is uniquely known by their name. Jesus Christ called you special. You are the body of Christ and members in particular. I'm not a has been an afterthought. No. There is no has been afterthought in him. Glory to God. Don't let the devil put you down. Don't let people put you down. Thank you. All right. What are we in him? Turn to Romans, chapter Romans. Let's turn. We're going to put down everything. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Come on.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Let's move it.
As many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
All right.
Amen.
Come on. Let's declare it.
Okay. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yes, he's really our Father. He's not the father of the sinners. He's the creator, but he's not their father. He's not their redeemer yet. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We can make a declaration that the rest of the world can't say. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
They're the creation, but he's not their father. The
Amen.
New creation in Christ. The new creation, he can call him father in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. In Christ. Yes.
What are we?
Amen. New creation.
Read verse 15 and 16. Verse 15 and 16. We're going to lay hold on all of this.
Yes, yes. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
Thank you.
Somebody, come on.
But ye
have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer with him, that we might be also glorified together.
Yes,
all right.
Lord.
Anybody else
you.
Out there? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody else wanted, huh?
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Our Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
Wow. Now, who are we? Read verse 17. Verse 17.
And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together.
Yes.
Yes.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Wow. All right.
Yes, amen.
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians 5, verse 8. Who are we?
Yes.
Don't let the devil, don't let the world tell you who you are. Don't let your problems tell you who you are. Amen. Don't let secularism or even church, if they're not correct, tell you who you are. Let the book tell you who you are.
Amen.
Let the book speak. Ephesians 5, verse 8.
Okay. But ye was sometime darkness, but now ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Come on, somebody.
Yes. For you were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Yes.
But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Amen.
Come on. Come on, somebody.
For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
Walk.
Amen.
We're walking in the light today. We partaking of the light tonight. Let's go to Psalms. We've taken up this light now, this revelation of light. Psalms 105 and 6. Psalms 105, verse 6. Whose seed are we?
All ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen.
Come on. Somebody read whose seed we are.
All
ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. Chosen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Seed of
Come
Abraham.
On, somebody.
Yes.
O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen.
All right. Let's go to Psalms 107. Psalms 107, verse 2. Let's see whose seed we are. Psalms 107, verse 2.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Yes, Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Come on, somebody.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Amen.
I wanted to repeat that three times, Brother Nate. I want you to read that three times in faith. Yes, let's release that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
I want somebody read that and release that. Somebody in need. Somebody is waiting to receive that word. So I want you read that and let you releasing it to them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
107.
Yes.
Come on.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed
from the hand of the enemy.
Yes,
man. Yes. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he
has
redeemed from the hands of the enemy.
Wow.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so,
from the hand of the enemy.
Of the enemy. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
When you find a hard place, when you find a difficult place, find somebody that will agree with you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Find you a partner that agree with you in that hard place, that mountain, and declare together the word of the living God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hands of the enemy. Now we are partaking of the light. We are confessing and proclaiming what is true. All right.
Thank you.
Now let's attend to the word a little. We're going to go a little further here. We're going to go a little further. I want you to go to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians in the New Testament. Galatians chapter 3, verse 7. Galatians chapter 3, verse 7.
Yes. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same of the children of Abraham. Yes, Jesus.
Then I have a right to all the blessings of Abraham. Wow.
Yes.
No. I have the right to all the promises given to Abraham through Jesus Christ. I have a right. I have a right. I have a privilege. I have a covenant.
Yes.
I know who I am. I know who I am. I'm speaking to who I am. Somebody read 3 and 7, Galatians.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Yes. Faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose again. That's the faith.
Yes,
all right,
yes.
Go on. Somebody read.
Thank you, Jesus.
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Abraham.
Mine.
Amen.
Do you know who you are? Thank you, Jesus. Do you know who you are?
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now,
Jesus.
We got a little time left. I want you to know why you have to confess it and proclaim it to have it. You have to make known and declare it, profess it, proclaim it to have it.
Yes.
I want you to turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Why the power of confession and acknowledging and speaking before you can have it? Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Romans 10, verse 8 and 9. Why you must affirm it, confirm it, and speak it, and declare it, and agree with it in order to have it, and keep on saying it, and keep on agreeing it. And find time someone with the same like mind. You don't find nobody with the same like mind, Keith Church. Somebody that's the same like mind you have in Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 10,
Amen.
Verse 89.
But what saith it, the word is now thee, even
where?
In thy mouth,
or
and
in your
in
mouth.
Thy heart.
Oh, now in your heart.
The word of faith.
The word of faith.
Yeah.
Which we preach.
That
yeah.
if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen. Yes.
Somebody come on, speak the word of confession.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Come on.
But what say it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth.
Where is it at?
And in thy
in
heart.
Mouth? Where is it going?
Uh-huh. The word of faith.
Uh-huh.
Which we preach.
Word of faith.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
And shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Yes.
Come on. Come on, somebody.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes. Somebody
yes.
else.
But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
That is your crucial principle of scripture that you learn to build a foundation of victory. From that scripture is the principal revelation of receiving from God and bringing those things that are not to pass, which are not. To bring it to pass and confessing those things that are not, but are brought to pass by the confession of your faith in the word of God. If thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth and keep the word, where is that? In thy mouth. The word is nigh thee. Put it in thy mouth. Where's the word nigh thee? Put it in your mouth, your confession.
Mouth.
It will get into your heart. If you believe it, you plant it in your heart, and you'll have what you say. Let's go to Mark.
Hallelujah.
We're almost through. Mark 9:22-23. We've got a few minutes. Mark chapter 9, verse 22-23, the confession and the possession of it.
Amen.
We're going to have what God said we can have. We're going to believe what God said we can believe for. The devil. All right. Somebody. Mark 9:22-23. Somebody.
And oftentimes it have cast him into the fire and into the water. Is that so?
Go ahead.
Okay, and oftentimes it have cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
All right, somebody.
And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
If thou canst dare to believe. See, the confession and the meditation and accepting the word and confirming it and releasing it is why the very principle that caused everything to exist when he said, let there be.
Let there be.
You're going to start to have to confirm it. Not only reading and meditating, you're going to have to start confirming. You're going to have to start. You're going to have to confirm it with your mouth constantly. You're going to have to speak.
Jeez.
You're going to have to speak and declare with authority. Why?
Yes.
I am a servant of God. I'm the seed of it. I'm an heir, the joint heir. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm justified faith in him who has redeemed me. You have to declare.
Yes, Lord.
The devil will respect you. Your mountain will respect you. Your valley will respect you. Your problem will respect you.
Amen.
They listen to you to declare. They have to hear you. You're a redeemed child of God. They have no choice. You hold fast to confess in your faith and don't be moved away from it. Don't be shaken. Find somebody that has the same mind as you. But you can't pray with nobody that don't agree with you. You can't pray with nobody that doesn't have the same mind because it ain't going to work.
Amen.
You got to find an agreement in Christ.
Amen.
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 You. Amen. Don't mean because they're in your same church. They don't mean they believe. You mean you're saying that they believe. You had to find somebody that really believes. Am I right about it?
Yes. Amen.
I want you to read chapter 84. We've got the last scripture. We've got a few minutes to get this last scripture in. John chapter 8:44. John chapter 8, verse 44. The Gospel of John. Chapter 8, verse 44.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speak a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Yes, yes. That's,
you must declare often with faith what Jesus said to the Jews. The devil is a liar and the father of lies.
Uh-huh.
The
uh-huh.
devil is a liar and the father of the lies.
The father.
Let's say this together.
Amen.
The devil
yes.
is a liar.
The devil is a liar
the devil
and
the
liar.
Father of lies.
Uh-huh.
The devil is a liar.
He's
the
a
devil
liar.
Is a liar. And the
father
of lies.
Yes,
and he abode not in the truth. He abode not in the truth.
He's not in the truth.
But we got to abide in the truth. We got to abide and be established in that truth. But become real to it. And refuse to be moved away from that truth until it get in our hearts and in our mouth. The devil can rebuke. He's a liar. As we go on this gospel that Jesus died and rose again and won the victory, the devil has lied. And we have declared the light of the truth that is our victory and our triumph every day in Christ. We'll have to continue tomorrow. We have to continue on this third part tomorrow. And may the Lord bless you all that have heard this, and you may find yourself wanting to get in Christ and Christ in you, and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that you are a sinner lost and needing a Savior, that Jesus is your righteousness, and say, I receive you, Lord, and be converted to Christ. And then you can go get baptized in the name, be buried in the likeness of his death, and come up walk in the newness of life. So thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Well, we use every minute today, Elmo.
Thank
Brother
you.
Nate, we have to continue.
Amen.
Yeah.
We will continue tomorrow. For those who are listening, look for the advertisement tomorrow night. The Lord say the same about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Once again, another Heart to Heart we will have on tomorrow night and the Voice of the Handmaidens. Tune into that. Praise be to God. So we want to say it to all of you that have been listening. We thank God for you. We love you. May God bless you and may God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.